And many times since the election, we and other media outlets have checked in with Trump voters. How are they feeling? Are they happy they voted for him? Do they still support him? Well, today we're going to hear not from a Trump voter, but a Jill Stein voter, the Green Party candidate. Some Democrats blame third-party candidates like Stein for taking votes away from Hillary Clinton. In Michigan, for example, Trump beat Clinton by 11,000 votes. Jill Stein took 51,000 votes in that state. Joining us now is Jamie Peck, who voted for Stein in New York. Jamie, welcome.
Thanks. Good to be here.
And what made you vote for her in the first place?
Well, I should start by saying that I viewed my vote as a protest vote more than anything. I live in New York, which is an extremely solidly Democratic state. And as much as I dislike Hillary Clinton, I probably would have voted for her if I lived in a swing state.
But you didn't. You voted for Jill Stein. Do you have any regrets at this point, despite the fact that you live in a state that went for Hillary Clinton, as you say?
Nope, I don't.
Do you think that you would be happier if Hillary Clinton were president right now than Donald Trump?
Certainly, by a bit. I've never said that Hillary was exactly the same as Trump, only that we need to send a message to the Democratic Party that people on the left are not going to support centrist candidates anymore when they don't have to.
Well, you did say that a deeply shady faux progressive neoliberal war hawk was how you described Hillary Clinton on the one hand, and a right populist buffoon with authoritarian tendencies and openly racist rhetoric on the other. That's how you described President Trump.
That sounds like something I would say.
Well, did you see them as just both terrible candidates?
Yeah, they were both terrible in their own ways. I mean, Trump, like I said, is an openly racist demagogue who plays on people's basest fears. Clinton, on the other hand, is a representative of a political establishment on both sides of the aisle that has historically stood for neoliberal economic policies, military interventionism, and austerity.
So there are some people who look at what you and others did, and especially people who voted for Jill Stein in some of the close states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and say that may have cost Hillary Clinton the election, and these Jill Stein voters would probably be a lot happier with Hillary Clinton in power than Donald Trump.
I mean, yeah, that's certainly a fair critique of the people who voted for Jill Stein in the swing states. However, I would counter that there were a lot more factors that went into Clinton's loss than the rather minuscule number of people who voted for Stein.
Well, what do you intend to do now to get the kinds of things out of Washington that you want?
Well, I think there are a few different ways we could go about it. I do believe in the idea of third parties. I think despite having voted for them, I think the Green Party is perhaps not the ideal vehicle for a true left party in America. I think they're a little bit poisoned at this point. They let in a decent number of idiots along the way. I mean, pandering to anti-vaxxers is fairly inexcusable in my book. So we could implement the rise of a real social democratic party as an alternative to the Greens and the Democrats. I think realignment within the Democratic Party is also a valuable project, although historically speaking, we've seen it stymied over and over again when anyone has attempted it.
You mean moving the Democratic Party further to the left?
Yeah.
Who would be a good leader of that party that you would support?
Well, I think Bernie Sanders really has the momentum on his side. He did amazingly well among young people across racial and gender and every demographic you can think of. And he has really done a great job of energizing the liberal base of the Democratic Party that is often far to the left of any elected representatives on issues like single-payer health care, education, et cetera.
Would you have voted for Bernie Sanders over Jill Stein if he had been the nominee of the Democratic Party?
I certainly would have.
Do you think that the Democrats' kind of anti-Trump message is enough to get them back into power?
I mean, I hesitate to predict the future because we're living in some pretty crazy times. But I think, no, like just not being Trump is not enough. I think we saw that in the presidential election, and we're going to keep on seeing that until the Democrats set forward some sort of positive economic program that has something to offer people, they're not going to vote for them.
You say that you're in a state where it didn't matter that you voted for a third-party candidate because Hillary Clinton won big time there. But do you think that kind of the anti-Hillary Clinton message that was coming from people like you who voted for Jill Stein and thought of Hillary, as you say, as a shady, faux progressive neoliberal war hawk, that in itself, even though you weren't able to vote in a state where it made all that much of a difference, that in itself hurt her?
I mean, I would like to think that I have that kind of power, but I really strongly doubt it.
That's Jamie Peck, who voted for Green Party candidate Jill Stein in November. Jamie, thank you.
Thank you.